Hello, everybody. We're continuing in the Gospel of John, and I'm going to read from John chapter 6, verses 16 to 21, and this is Jesus walking on the water. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. So one thing that I want to point out before I get into the details of the text is where this story takes place in the Gospel of John. So we've just read the section before was about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And at the end of that, they wanted to make Jesus king by force. They saw in him a great source of provision. You could call him the bread king. And so they wanted to make Jesus king, the bread king, by force. And then we have this story about Jesus walking on water. And then after that, we have Jesus talking about how he is the bread of life. And so this story about Jesus walking on the water, in a way, kind of feels wedged in, but I think it has great importance for understanding the whole of Jesus feeding the 5,000, and then also saying that he is the bread of life, and what happens when people begin to grumble about it. So a couple of details about the text. The first is that it was dark. It says that it was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And darkness and the word dark in the New Testament is used, the Greek word is used 16 times. And John is a big fan of this word because he uses it 14 of the 16 times. He uses it several times in the Gospel of John, but also in the letters that he writes in 1 John. And so he places a lot of significance on the word darkness and dark. And sometimes it refers to simple absence of light, but other times it refers to spiritual darkness, being without light, being unable to see. And when it says that Jesus had not yet come to his disciples, I think what we can gather, an idea that we can gather, is that the disciples have some understanding of who Jesus is, but he has not fully revealed himself to them. And so they're still a little bit in the dark. And he has not yet fully come to them. He's not fully revealed himself to them. So they're in the dark. They're also on the sea. And the sea is a place that symbolizes the Gentiles often in Scripture, but it's also a place of chaos and danger. The sea is kind of a scary place in the Scriptures. And also, not only are they on the sea and it's dark, but there's also a rough wind blowing about them. So the disciples are in a position where it's dark, they're on the sea, which is scary anyway, and there's a rough wind blowing about them. So they're in a very difficult place. And it says that they're frightened because they see someone walking on the sea. And I think we can put ourselves in the disciples' position as well and say, yes, we would be frightened too. If we saw somebody walking on the sea in the dark with rough wind blowing all around us, we would probably be frightened too. And Jesus says, "It is I, do not be afraid." And it says that they were glad to take him into the boat. And I think we, if we were there, if we were those disciples, we would also be glad to take Jesus into the boat. And so I want to go back now to where this story is positioned. The people who received the bread in the earlier part of John 6, they were glad to receive the bread. In fact, they were so glad that they wanted to make Jesus king by force. And these disciples are glad. They're glad to take Jesus into the boat because he's rescued them from peril on the sea and from the darkness that terrifies them. And yet, when you think about what's going to happen later, this isn't necessarily a spoiler. You can read through the end of John 6. Many who were fed by Jesus end up turning away from him. And many of Jesus' own disciples, some of whom would have been in these boats, they end up leaving him. And so the people go from trying to make him king by force to rejecting him, and the disciples who so gladly receive him into the boat end up leaving him. And I think we can ask ourselves, what would make me turn away from Jesus? if I so gladly received provision from him, and if I so gladly received safety from him, what would make me turn away from Jesus? And what we're going to find in the rest of John 6 is that Jesus isn't just a wonder worker. He's not just somebody who can make bread. He's not just a bread king. He's not just the storm king, somebody who can calm the storm and lead somebody to safety. He claims to be much more than that. He claims to be the Messiah. And as the Messiah, it means that he claims sovereignty over all. You can't just come alongside him and get things from him, but you give your whole life to him. And we are not actually very good about giving all to Jesus. We often like to give parts, and we like to give pieces, and we like to give bits, and we like to give the comfortable things that we can, the things that we can part with comfortably. But we don't like to give the things that really hurt. And it reminds me of a passage in C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, where he says, Christ says, give me all. I don't want so much of your time and so much of your money and so much of your work. I want you. I have not come to torment your natural self, but to kill it. No half measures are any good. I don't want to cut off a branch here and a branch there. I want to have the whole tree down. I don't want to drill a tooth or crown it or stop it, but to have it out. Hand over the whole natural self, all the desires which you think innocent as well as the ones you think wicked, the whole outfit. I will give you a new self instead. In fact, I will give you myself. My own will shall become yours. And so Jesus is going to say, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. I think we can also hear that as, I will give you a new self instead. In fact, I will give you myself and my own will become yours. The question is, do we really want that? Have a good night. And Chad will pick this up tomorrow.